Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. We're still waiting for Lori to get on the line. This week we will be talking about transcending the mind, your way to total consciousness. Hello, Lori.
Hi, Danielle.
On the Carousel of Consciousness. Great. We use the tools of access consciousness in the clearing statement. We're also going to be playing with some of the tools of Jaden Fox today. More information on the clearing statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. All right. Do we just want to dive right in?
Sure. When we get to the clearing statement, do you want me to, for the Jaden, I don't have it laid out in front of me. Can you do that?
I can do that. I have it laid out in front of me.
I think let's talk a little bit. There's a lot going on in consciousness right now. There's been huge awareness, and there's a big access 7-day in Malaysia. And I think it's really exciting. We're just going further and further, going where no man has gone before, to breaking up the mind and all our perceptions and this reality and the insanity of this reality and the tools, and it's just getting easier for people. And it's exciting times to live right now. It seems like the chaos is consuming, the havoc is consuming us, but really I think it's just a small thin on the surface, and there's so much more going on. So I'm excited to share these tools. These are age-old questions, but now there are different and easier ways to access more information about yourself, to access your own consciousness. So take it away.
All right. What I want to say about the 7-day that's going on, I'm on a class with Julia Sotis, and she was asking, she's at the 7-day right, she's actually leaving the 7-day right now. But on the class she was doing, she asked, she said something about reaching total transcendent or total consciousness. And I started asking, what would it take for me to function from and be total consciousness? And the first thing that came up to me was that I would have to transcend the mind to function from total consciousness. And then I was also playing with my money workbook, and there's a lot, a quote from the money workbook, "The mind is a useless piece of debris. Throw it away." And really, and then another quote that came from the 7-day from Blossom Benedict is, "Thought is not real or useful, and you don't have to listen to it." And that brings me to the first tool I would like to present everyone with when it comes to thought. I think a lot of thoughts come to us from some, there's some thought center somewhere in the universe, and it, thought doesn't belong to you. It's something we psychically pick up on. And a great tool for that is, who does this belong to? When you find yourself thinking, who does this belong to? This is not my thought.
Yep.
And then you return it to sender, 10,000-fold consciousness, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And I'll start you with a process. Everywhere I am not being allowance and trying to create myself as the solidity of this reality, acceptance or judgment, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you have used your mind to create disability, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? And everything that is, times a godzillion, just right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you have created you as your mind and your thoughts, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. I remember one of the first times I did the money workbook, and I was on, it was like a coaching package I did on the money workbook. The girl was like, "Danielle, you really need to let go of your mind." And I'm like, "Well, who the fuck am I going to be without my mind? I need that thing. That's me." So everywhere you've created you as your mind, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yeah.
Right and wrong,
yes.
Good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you
cool.
do not know who you would be without your mind and your thoughts, will you let all of that go, return it all to sender? And I'm actually going to use vaporize, liquefy, vaporize, liquefy, vaporize, liquefy, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, destroy and uncreate, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And the vaporize, liquefy, banish, vanquish is part of Jaden's clearing stuff that Lori and I have begun playing more and more with, and we would like to start integrating more into the show.
Yes, we would.
So
I'm enjoying Jaden's work a lot. It takes the access. And Access has incredible tools. Jaden was an Access Consciousness facilitator, and as Access wants everyone to become themselves and develop their own products, and that's what he's doing. And he totally honors Access, and he also stretches it a little bit beyond. So I'm enjoying all of the tools. So I'm really happy to introduce this to our listeners, present, future, and beyond that.
As am I.
Yeah.
Okay. More information on the mind and transcending it.
Yes.
This is a quote from Sonia Choquette. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. She'll probably never listen. And everywhere she wouldn't listen, let's destroy and uncreate all of that. Right and wrong, good and bad, how to talk all night, short boys and beyond.
Yes. Yeah, that was good. Anywhere she would mind that you said it wrong.
Mispronounced her name.
Yeah.
She actually said this about the ego, but I'm rewording it. The mind is not something we need to kill or eradicate completely, but something we must train, and like a puppy. You don't want to, like when your puppy pees on the carpet, you don't want to kill it. You might actually be like, oh, damn, kill the puppy. But you train the puppy not to pee on the carpet again. And it's kind of the same thing with your mind. When your mind starts taking over and you go into the monkey mind, you got to have tools to train it and get yourself from using it. And some great tools that I came up with here are 10-second, like living your life in 10-second increments. And if you don't know what that is, like right now I could choose to be obsessing about, you know, something silly like how the hell am I going to make my life work. But when you start worrying about it like that, it's not really good. So you can choose something different. And, you know, how to, instead of being like, oh God, oh God, oh God, how do I do this, how do I do this, you could be like, what would it take for this to happen? Or choose to be something else. Choose to be whatever it is you're trying to create. So making a choice in 10-second increments is one tool. Interesting point of view. Like, I will never accomplish this. Interesting point of view, you have that point of view. Also, who does that belong to? If you have a meditation practice is great. I've been having some issues with my own personal meditation practice because a function of it wasn't really jiving with the rest of the work I'm doing. But still to have something to bring your mind, to take you away from your mind and bring you back to center, back to space is a great thing to have. Be grateful is another tool. Gratitude changes so much. If you're just grateful for all that's going on, or grateful for what you can create in the future, or grateful for the fact that, you know, you have a house to live in, something, you know, just be grateful. I've personally been working a lot with energy. Go ahead.
I was going to say, gratitude has always been in the fore or in the background of most practices, and I'm getting more, it's this energy, it's the energy of gratitude is the fuel. I think that someone else is doing a call on that, but I get more and more that if you can receive, you can actually open yourself up and receive the energies of gratitude and let it pour into you as well as you pouring it out into the universe. The more reciprocation has been showing up for me lately, and it's really fun.
Yes.
Because we don't think about how grateful the universe is grateful for you. So it's receiving.
And everywhere we're unwilling to receive that. Okay.
Yeah.
So actually,
this
is a Jaden tool again. Let's experience the energy of gratitude and the energy of gratefulness we have for the universe. And then, what's the wording? I'm sorry.
Exponentialize?
Amplify this energy to the required level. And receive or and now frequency match the universe's gratitude for you and your gratitude for the universe and receive that.
Cool. And receive that means literally just drop your barriers and feel any energy at all. It might be a whisper, it might be a surge, it might be nothing, but you still know that you are receiving. It's a practice of receiving.
Yes.
And we
the
receive
last
through our bodies.
I have, that, go ahead.
Okay. As I said, we receive through our bodies. So that's another gift of our bodies, is to be able to receive the energies that are available. We couldn't, if we didn't have a body, we wouldn't have the experience of receiving. So that's the gift of these bodies, and to acknowledge and to be so grateful for our bodies, because they're the ones that bring us gratitude so we can experience it. That's funny. We couldn't have all this when you get past the mind, it's like, oh, look at how cool this body is. When you get caught in the mind trap, then you can't experience as much of the energies that are the energetic language. And the energetic language is cranking itself up. It's really wanting to give us more and more. So it's really fun and it can make life so much easier for you right in these turbulent times to be able to acknowledge and receive the energies that are always pouring in and always contributing to us. Mm. Okay, your last tool.
Pulling energy. I've been playing with this a lot lately with Julia. It's actually where I got the idea for this call. But Julia recently said an energy pull a day keeps the unconsciousness away, and your mind is a piece of unconsciousness. And energy pulls are very simple. You expand out to the size of the universe. And really, don't get in your mind about that, because when the first time I did an energy pull, somebody was like, expand to the size of the universe. I'm like, well, how the hell do I do that? The mind. Let that piece of shit go. I'm sorry. It's not a piece of shit.
Yeah,
train
yeah.
that thing to shut up.
Yeah, there you go.
But, and then what, like, and then to pull energy, you get like, We're not going to do an energy pull. Should we do an energy pull? No, that's not.
Yeah, go ahead.
But you get.
No,
you oh, okay. So get the energy
yeah,
of what it is you'd like to create in the world. And place that in front of you. Some people like to put it in a ball. Some people just feel the energy. And then we're expanded out to the size of the universe. And then start to pull energy into that ball or that bit of energy. Through your body and through your being. You feel it wash over you and then send trickles back out into the universe to everyone who can help you and every being that can help you create this thing you'd like to create.
Cool.
And then pull, I like to pull back. Get, like pull onto them, and this leaves an energy signature with everyone who can help you with this, so that if they meet you, there's kind of this familiarity when you meet them. And all right, and that's an energy pull.
Yeah,
they can be real quick and simple. Sometimes you can do that for a long time. I actually just learned yesterday from the energy pull class that you can also loop them at night. Like, you can create a recording of that and listen to it all night, and that really just helps you be and learn what that energy is. And something
oh, that's cool.
you do with that energy, too, is, like, you feel it, or, you be it. I don't like the word feel so much anymore, but you know what? When you sense what that energy is, and then while you're out walking around in your day, and say you're just walking along the street and you're trying to figure out where to eat, something simple like that. And just one of the doors to the restaurants you're walking by kind of pops. You go in there, and just to be really out there, you meet the love of your life or, your new best friend or, it's like something contributes to you in that restaurant that will help you get to this energy that you just created. And that's the energy
pool
for you.
And that's a great piece acknowledgement right there, because it's you creating it. It's been you are in the process of, by you pulling, you're proactive and you're creating the energy and you're creating the experience, energetic experience before you even get there. I think that's cool. And that's another, it makes it simpler. The mind tries to figure things out, and rarely, if you look at your life, rarely does life show up the way you exactly planned it. The energies can be similar. In fact, doesn't Dane say it never shows up the way you expect it? You can't really plan.
Exactly. That's actually,
I know it. Yeah. In my life, I've planned and planned, well, the rent's going to come this way, the rent's going to come that way, and it never shows up that way, but it does show up. So, yeah, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Actually, I don't have a process for that, but everywhere you are expecting your life to show up in a certain way, and all the projections, separations, conclusions, expectations, judgments, decisions, conclusions, computations, will you destroy and uncreate all of those, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine short boys and beyond?
And all the form, structure, and significance. I'm getting more and more what significant is. When you make skid all of that, when your mind, an infinite being really doesn't give a shit about anything. It'll play whichever direction. In fact, it would be better to allow your infinite being and this infinite in brilliant body to run things more than your mind, because if the mind, makes things significant. The mind is like a bear trap, clumps onto something and then starts working it this way and that way, like a dog chewing on a bone. So when you feel yourself doing that, you just say, whoops, whoa, or you get in an energy that's not really contributing to you. We're giving you some tools, and there's just buckets of tools through the clearing statements, through Jaden's tools and his modalities, and then so many others. We just play in these two. Go or ring your bell that will create more space and more availability for possibilities in your life. Just, we've always been told what else is possible, the infinite possibilities. So go follow the energy, and I do hope you follow the energy to us. And it's this, the mind would start chewing on things, and it's like never works out. Dane said that so clearly. It can't work out because it can't really match your consciousness. Your consciousness is way beyond the mind. The mind only knows a little bit of information.
And that's,
it is the tip of the iceberg. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
And that's also why you pull energy instead of, when you do the energy pull exercise, you don't want to put images in there, because that's creating an expectation for it to show up a certain way, and you want to play with energy as opposed to images. So, like, if you're asking for a Lamborghini, you don't want to put, like, you're asking for the energy a Lamborghini would bring into your life. But
yeah,
I would like to do a few more clearing statements that I have here, and then we could work our way into the resolving secured agreements. So go ahead.
I was going to say, and then we're offering a special. It's springtime, we're offering specials, so we got to leave time for that too, Danielle. So go ahead.
Okay.
Keep going.
Everywhere I'm allowing my mind to keep me from functioning in total consciousness, destroy and uncreate all that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you are allowing the judgments of others to control your life, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere you are creating the perceived safety of no choice in your mind to, everywhere you are creating the sense of perceived safety of no choice, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And all of the doubt you are using to keep you from total awareness, destroy and uncreate all of that. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And if you were to transcend your mind, you could be the God force you truly be. And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive the God force you truly be, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to be the God force you truly be? And everything that is times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool.
And where are you unwilling to create your reality because of your addiction to your mind? And everything that is times a godzillion, destroyed, uncreated all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool. And that's a cool one.
All right, and here is a, this is some of Jaden's work, and it's, this is called Resolving Secured Agreements Process. So expand your body and being and connect to the biological planet as it actually is. Expand to bigger than the solar system. Expand to bigger than the universe. Expand to bigger than the multiverse. And expand to bigger than the beyondiverse. And expand to bigger than the infinite realms and connect to your infinite being. What are all the secured agreements or curses around the impossibility of transcending the mind? And place all of these symbols on a screen in front of you, kind of like a whiteboard or a movie screen or a television screen. And if they try to move around, freeze them and lock them onto the screen. Freeze lock, freeze lock, freeze lock, freeze lock. And don't let them attempt, don't engage with these symbols, don't engage with these thoughts or anything. And what are all the remaining secured agreements or curses around this topic? And keep putting them on the screen, gather them up from behind you, your side, below you, above you, and just put them on the screen and freeze them, lock them, freeze lock, freeze lock, freeze lock, freeze lock. And get a sense of the number or volume of agreements that you have here. Now expand out to the multiverse, beyondiverse, and infinite realms again. Make sure you're out there. And what is everything these agreements precisely desire or require in order to release these contracts? All energies amplify to the required levels. And all energies frequency match to the recipients. And collect all these energies as if you're going to hand them in to a teacher or a government office. And hand the energies to the holders respectfully. And expand out to the beyondiverse again. And what is everything these agreements desire or require of me to embody or become more of? And ask all of these energies to amplify themselves to the required levels, frequency match to your benefit, and collect the energies and receive. And when I say receive, let your barriers down, and just let this new energy in. Sometimes you'll get awarenesses from it. Sometimes you'll just feel something. Sometimes nothing at all will happen. And we're just going to run it the one time today. Look at the screen and notice what has dropped off and what remains. And if there are any remaining agreements, you can go through this, you can re-listen to this bit of the audio again, and more of that stuff will fall off, and listen to it as many times as you need to get everything off your screen. And that is the secured agreements process. All right, so Lori, what specials are you offering?
I am offering 3 half-hour sessions, because in a half hour you really can get a lot done for $100. And even if someone, it's for the first time, for anyone, if someone hears this call in months, I still will offer it. 3 half-hour sessions for $100. My sessions are normally $90 for 90 minutes, or excuse me, $90 for 60 minutes. So, but I want people to get an introduction to these classes and to this work, and to have an understanding and get a taste of it and see how this will contribute to your life. It's contributed immensely to my life. So that's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
How to get a hold of Lori for that? You can find her on Facebook. Lori Scott, just like put that in your search bar, or through the Carousel of Consciousness, or her website is www.living-in-magic.com. What am I doing? I have been creating a class called The Artist's Way in Conscious Play. That will be a 3-month package for $300. You get 12 hour and a half to 2-hour classes over the course of 3 months. And then each month you would get one private session with me, and that would all be for $300. I haven't set up times or anything for that yet. Another thing I will be offering are introductory sessions. I'm going to say a 30-minute session for $25, because I actually, yeah.
Sure.
That doesn't feel like, yeah. Actually, I don't know what to offer. I didn't come up with an offer, actually. But I have the Artist's Way in Conscious Play class will be coming up soon. And there will be introductory sessions offered somehow. I'm also playing with going through the money workbook as much as I have been. I'm also playing with creating a class, a very potent money class. And we'll see what comes of that.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm sorry, I don't have
good.
More
That'd be fun.
Prepared.
Yeah, that's all right.
It will be.
Well, then see the next call. They can, or you can post it on Carousel Consciousness. I'll post it on Carousel Consciousness.
Yeah.
That I have a special. Yeah. Cool.
That sounds great. Right. Anything else we wish to cover?
No, I don't. We've done a great job. It's very exciting. Good job.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Bye.
For joining us. Bye. We'll see you next time. Bye.